Good morning and welcome to St. Michael on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Our announcements for this week are as follows. Stations of the Cross are prayed each Friday of Lent at 6 p.m. in the church. Confessions are heard prior to stations beginning at 5:30 p.m. Confessions will not be heard on Good Friday. Script cards will not be sold after Mass, March 20th or 21st. Cards are available in the parish office during the week. Due to spring break, we will not have Friday adoration on March 19th or 26th. In addition, since Good Friday falls on a First Friday, we will not have First Friday adoration on April 2nd.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Light is a pretty amazing thing. No matter how dark it is, even the smallest of lights will be visible. And even being in the darkest of areas, a small light will always give light. Of course, this weekend we think about outdoor light given to us by the sun as we change our clocks, giving us the illusion that we have more light in our day. But the days are growing longer, and the sun is shining more minutes than a few weeks ago. The Bible and our world use darkness to represent sin or bad things. This is because when we are in a dark place, we lose our sight. For those of us who have had sight our entire lives, losing our sight can be terrifying. I can't think of a single person I have ever met that has not closed their eyes and not described what they see as being dark. Even today, when we're in a truly pitch black darkness, it can be very unnerving. This is the reason that when we talk about sin, we talk about being in the dark. We talk about sin as if we have lost sight. In the Old Testament, the Israelites have entered a dark place. They continue to sin against God, and while he's patient, eventually their sins catch up to them, and they're conquered by the Persian Empire and taken into captivity. Their sinful darkness turns into a dark reality. They are stripped of their homeland, and all they hold precious is taken from them. The Babylonian captivity is a dark time for Israel. Yet after 70 years in that dark place, a light appears, and surprisingly, it is the light of Cyrus, the new king of Persia. Cyrus allows the people of Israel to return to their homeland, and he builds a temple for them to worship their God again. In the Gospel, John tells us that Jesus has said to the people that they prefer darkness to light. And we know this can be true. Too much light hurts our eyes, or worse, reveals blemishes. We don't mind some light, but it can make us look bad if there's too much light. We should be able to see the parallels to sin in our own life. We don't mind admitting that we have some sins, but we don't really want to see the depth of our sin or the source of our sin, because that can be pretty ugly. We're more comfortable with just a little light to allow us to go around in our life without much worry. When we're afraid to really look at our sin and see ourselves for who we are, we need to know that that only leads to more darkness. Keeping things hidden in our life, either from not admitting them or keeping them secret, never leads to good things. Christ has come to set us free. Yet for some reason, we prefer to stay in a comfortable amount of sin because doing otherwise means a lot of work. Coming into the light means working through many things that are hurtful and scary. But Christ has come to set us free. Christ is the light. Christ is our hope. In spite of our sins, Jesus has come to save us. He did not come to condemn us. While Christ did not come to condemn us, he also didn't die on the cross for us to continue in sin. If we're freed by Christ, but continue to act as if sin does not matter, then we're not really free. Not because Christ didn't save us, but because we choose to not be free. We condemn ourselves to darkness. This is why Christ says in the gospel that we prefer darkness to light. If we want to truly be free, if we want to live a happy and content life, then it's possible for us. Christ has done the work. All we need to do is respond. If we're ready to walk in the light, then we should be prepared to see some stuff that we wish we could avoid. But Christ is with us. No matter how hard the path, his light always leads the way. Let's pray that we can follow him to freedom.